We need more Jason Palmers. This is commentary from James Brown. Like most Americans, I had no idea who Jason Palmer was until after Super Tuesday. That's when Palmer beat President Joe Biden in the Democratic primary in American Samoa. Yes, that small territory in the Pacific has a say in who becomes president of the United States. Those voters awarded their six delegates to Palmer. According to The Hill, Palmer is a Quaker, an impact investor, and an entrepreneur from Baltimore. He worked for Microsoft and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Kaplan Education. The 52-year-old brands himself as Biden's youngest Dem opponent. He calls himself a purple candidate with both liberal and conservative ideas and a multi-partisan fluency in his political perspectives and endeavors. Whatever you think of his politics, and I admit I am far from a Jason Palmer scholar, one thing is certain. America needs more Jason Palmers. As Democrats, as Republicans, and independents like myself, and as humans, we need to thaw the partisan rhetoric. Because if you dig a little, with just about anyone you know, you're going to find some purple. I think a centrist nation, where we don't have to convert every opinion to one orthodoxy, is a healthy nation. What do you think? Tell me in the comments and support my work at jamesbrowntv.substack.com or email me at jamesbrowntv@gmail.com. You can also leave me a message at 585-484-0339. And if you like what I'm doing, tell a friend. On that note, I'm James Brown, and as always, be well.